be honored if you would join us.
Something dark side. Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any boffins die. This information.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, and suddenly silenced.
Well, hello, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Gisli.
And I am Aid.
Of course you are.
Yes.
yeah. It's only been a week since the last episode. That's quite cool.
Yeah, we couldn't hold on to it any longer.
No. Well, last time we waited 3 weeks, so I think it was good just to keep on the right track, didn't it?
Yep. Yep. Keep some consistency.
Yeah, consistency. Yeah. I have to say, sorry about my voice. I have a little cold, so this is gonna be my sexy voice.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our 10th episode. That was
not
horrible.
I couldn't do it.
So we're drinking beer,
as always.
Yeah, and I have some whiskey as well. But we're in double digits. That's quite cool, I think.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think so also.
Yeah.
It's, it doesn't feel like 10 episodes.
No, it doesn't. But should we start with some content?
Let's get right into it.
We forgot about in the last episode, we forgot about to mention about the new Han Solo.
Solo!
So, hey, how did you think?
How do I think?
What do you think?
I think with my brain.
Yeah. What do you think about the trailer?
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very hyped. I'm stoked. I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's 3 months now or something? 3-4 months?
No, I think it's got 2.5.
Oh my god.
Might be.
I think it's in May sometime.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm hyped as well, because I really wasn't sure about this movie.
I had no preconceived notions. I was looking forward to it. When I saw the trailer, I was looking forward to it.
Kind of seemed to be a mess with director James and everything was changing, delaying the product and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, man, that's Ron Howard. He's made some great movies in the past.
So. Oh, sure. I think we're in great hands.
Yeah, I think so. And after watching the trailer, wow. It looked really good.
Yes. Awesome. Visuals in the trailer.
Yeah, that scene when the Starfighter, the Victor class.
It came out of the mist. Something just appeared.
Yeah,
it's frightening as hell. It's going to be awesome in the movie theater.
Yeah. Wow. And we have a new Falcon, just like we thought. Just like it was leaked.
You mean the one with the cockpit in the middle? Are we talking about that?
No. What? It doesn't have a cockpit in the middle. It only has something in the middle.
Oh, so like a closed off midsection.
Yeah, but then again, I'm going to say a little spoiler alert, because Lego has made a set. There was a leaked footage of the new Lego Falcon, and actually that thing in the middle comes off. It's like a mini shuttle or something like that.
Oh my god, a dark thingy on the Does it shoot twice?
I hope not.
Oh my god.
That would be horrible. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, that's terrible, terrible. And anything that shoots twice or more times is terrible.
Yeah.
Even if you put the thing that shoots twice on a thing that attacks twice, that's even worse. So don't do that.
Yeah, FFG should never do that. Never. Ever.
No, they would never.
Yeah. We have also a new time variant in the movie.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, which looks quite cool.
Yeah.
Like a early model TIE bomber.
Something
like that. Or a missile TIE fighter or something like that.
Yeah. Might be something with a cool new gun.
Yeah.
Some kind of cannon.
It does shoot in the trailer, so.
Yeah.
Double shots. So
pew, pew.
Might be some sort of dual cannon. Something. I don't know.
Yeah, something that shoots twice.
okay.
Yep.
Let's hope not.
Nope. Yeah.
The Falcon looked good, though. Clean and shiny.
Yeah, that interior footage was there. Oh my god, it's so bad. Got the new car smell.
Yeah. I mean, when a furry Wookiee. He's living there.
Yeah, it's
for some time. It's gonna probably gets a little bit gross.
Yeah, and a bit, little bit worn, a little bit hairy.
Yeah,
brownish.
Yeah, yeah. But last episode we talked a little bit about the new wave.
Yeah, I want to interject one thing.
Solo.
I really hope that the Solo character in the movie is an absolute dick. At least in the start, that he's just like a really, this asshole human being who really just thinks about himself. And I hope we get a journey of, you know, a gradual...
You're kidding me about the weather, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a storm here in Iceland, so you can probably hear the weather.
Yeah, it'll probably register.
Anyways, it'll continue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Kind of in the first trilogy... we got the notion that Han was this, you know, wild thing that only, you know, did contracts and cared about himself and his mate Chewie, and then met the princess and, you know, eventually joined up with the rebellion.
Yeah.
And I hope we get a pretext to that where he's like really this asshole and becomes
he was an
the good
asshole
guy. Yeah, but not that much of an asshole. Just
yeah, he was. Look at Empire Strikes Back when he just kind of tells someone to fuck off without saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a regular employee on the floor.
Well, I'm really excited about this, and I hope we get really good character. You know, in-depth canon character. What do you think?
Development. Yeah.
Story. For him. Yeah.
But of course, in the old legends, he has a great background story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was a dick there as well.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
All right. Let's move on.
Anyway, wave 14.
Yeah.
I'm still super stoked.
Yeah, you're excited about the director, Mr. Krennic.
Because we talked a little bit about it the last episode, but of course we had only read it that day. So now we have had some time to digest it a little bit.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, this wave, at least those two ships, we might get a third ship.
A scum ship, sure.
Yeah, shouldn't that be the Falcon?
Yeah, Scum Falcon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... When come to think of it, that's might, probably what they're going to do.
They might not just... They might just haven't showed us that because the mouse is just holding them back a little bit.
Yeah. It would be logical to put it... I mean, he is a villain.
Yeah.
But a little bit.
Ooh, news.
Huh?
There are actually two cards... In this wave, we don't know what these cards are, but one of them was made by Marcel Manzano. Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that in the Gold Squadron. But the other one was made by our good Belgian friend, Van Torps.
Oh, so his card is in there. That bastard. I was trying to get some information out of him. He wouldn't say anything.
I believe so.
Nice.
But I have no idea what cards they are.
That's got to be...
I'm pretty sure that the Lance card is in the Rebels pack. Because he's not much of an Imperial player himself. He has told me that.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
He doesn't like Imperial.
He's, I think, thinking about some scum variants.
No?
Yeah. He was thinking about something that involved Boba Group, you know, to kill the ghost.
Yeah. But first you have to shoot down 6 shields, and that's more than
just
enough.
Just slap on a few missiles.
Yeah, anyways. Credit. Oh my god, I love this card. Of course, we don't know everything. There might be a second half of the condition card.
Yeah, that there definitely is. It's a really small text.
Yeah, but we have had small cards like that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's probably something more.
Right. But as it is, it's awesome. I love it. And for 5 points, I don't see why there should be anything down there.
Yeah.
It's 5 points.
Yeah, it's already doing damage and adding a shield.
Yeah, but will it replace Palpatine?
I think the question is, how will it fly with Palpatine?
Yeah.
That's a bit heavy on the support, but, you know, you've got that 100 point anything.
2 Reapers, one with Palpatine, another with Krennic, and, I don't know, Rebel Captive or something. Just
sure.
And heavy ace, so it's a 100 point ace.
Yep.
To the left. But
pick
course,
one. Vader, Kylo.
Yeah, I think all of those 2 ace would be the best one.
Are you going to put a Zuntu with him? You know, you can never, ever, ever die, but you also don't kill anything.
No. Well, with Krennic, you might do.
Yeah, you can shield strip the shit out of everybody, but yeah.
Or, Vader might be really good.
Sure.
Because you have those crits afterwards.
Yep.
Yep. But, I don't know. Yeah. But where's the timing window with Krennic?
I think that's fairly obvious, unless they have some other shenanigans they're thinking about.
Why? Is it obvious? I mean, could you, for example, use, Punisher, TIE Punisher, or TIE Advanced, use Krennic on them, and roll 2 dice. And because both of those ships have systems drop, they might have accuracy character.
Sure.
So you might Krennic one of the two dice off, take a shield, then accuracy character back to...
I see where you're going with this. So, yeah. That's... maybe it happens when dealing damage. No. Comparing results. Because you have to cancel a die result.
What does it say? Once per round, when performing a primary weapon attack.
A primary, yeah, sure.
You may spend one of the die results. It's spending a result.
Yeah.
I.
So after modification?
After your modification, yeah.
So that's after accuracy correct.
Is it?
No, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, I think it's in the same timing window as the accuracy correct.
It might be.
You might just be allowed to choose. I don't know. But anyway, I don't think it's a good build, but hey, you gotta test it out.
Sure.
And I named the Punisher, so don't shoot me. Yeah.
Alright. And you managed to work in a clause about Krennic and Buzzsaw Whisper with an exclamation point.
If you guys remember the Buzzsaw Whisper, that's the whisper with Gunner and Fiber. That's the old Buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krennic, put Krennic on it, you shoot at the target, you actually Krennic off a hit.
Yep.
Take off a shield.
Yep, get another shot.
Get the fire control. And Gunner kicks in, so you get a well-modded shot. Plus the shield.
Plus the Krennic again.
Yeah. No, no, that's only once per round.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But you have a... You do it once.
Yeah.
But then you have a modded shot.
Yeah, that's after you switch the shield. So you'll get a crit in there and... Yeah.
That's quite cool.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, 8.
Yep.
Those are switch.
Yeah, those X-Wings, man. Oh, I'm gonna fly the hell out of them. Put like 4 and 5 or something. Remains to be seen, but...
How do you think the title is going to be? We have no idea. We just see the title. Is it a point reduction? Or might it just be...
I think it's a 0 point, because if, that depends on what the PS1 is.
I think it's a 0 point that might do a minus points in modification.
That might happen, do
two modifications.
Yeah.
And minus 1 point or something on both of them.
Or put two droids. Or two regen droids.
Oh, no. Woohoo! Yeah, R2-D2 and the... What was the other one?
R5-P9, something like that.
Yeah, that.
The focus spending the shield regen. Exactly.
No, we don't want that.
No, that's too much.
The rebels have enough of regen.
Yeah. Double regening Poe. Triple regening with intensity.
That was PS1 cost 20 points.
Yeah.
5 of them.
19, 20 points, something like that.
You might, if they're 19 points, I think they might.
Yeah, that's gonna be broken. Yeah, five 3-die ships.
That's horrible. That's nasty stuff.
Bye bye, ghost.
Yeah. Bye bye, pretty much everything.
Well, they still have to,
fly.
Fly and catch someone in their
arc. Then again, with the flight assist, you can pretty much cover all your arcs.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah. Death Troopers, that's card. That's gonna screw up double tapping things.
Let's go back to X-Wings, because I flew a lot of B-Wings and X-Wings and Headhunters. I flew BBBBC when they were, kind of good. But I just remember the absolute pain of trying to get the aces in the arc. Like the Whispers and Zoom Tears and stuff like that. You could go whole rounds, few rounds, without getting a shot, even when spreading out the arcs, and then you'd get one modded shot, and they would just evade it, just shooting and flying endlessly. So, with the power creep of the game, even if you put 5 of them, I'm not sure they could.
But still, with the BBs, you could just be in a 45-degree, just one forward and barrel, and you could be with the board that's in your back the whole time.
Sure.
So you were covering pretty much the whole table.
Yeah, slow rolling fortress.
Yeah. That's sure. Horrible. Horrible. When you
no, that's the only tactic that works against the aces. Or else you wouldn't be shooting them.
Yeah, of
course. The whole game.
Yeah.
And
that tactic worked really well.
Yeah. Can you imagine putting 4 bees on the table today?
Yeah, they would die.
They would even be a contest. It would just be funny.
Yeah.
And with all the diamonds out there and the specials,
fast.
You can, yeah.
Even 54 or 56 point beams.
Putting 4 X-Wings, it's better. They got the extra agility.
Yeah,
better
they got the droid.
the droid, they got some upgrades.
They can get low rid cost. Of that hit, that critical hit if they want it.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to compare. I don't think it's that much of a power creep, even if you put five of them. It sounds silly, but I don't think... Even if they would go there, I don't think it'll be massively... I don't even think it'll be ghost overpowered. I really don't.
No, might not.
We'll see.
do you want to talk something more about the cards?
Sure.
Any more cards? Scrambled.
No, I mean, this. I just put that in there for reference if you wanted to talk about anything. I mean,
there are a lot of cards.
And there is an issue with the article, with the number of cards that are in there.
Five generic pilots and none of the U-Wings. It's a mistake.
And the upgrades. Looks like the title cards, there are like two or three of them, and the S-foils are like four of them. So, FFG, I think they're fucking with us.
Yeah, they're just completely screwing up with it. Anyways, I think it's enough about this until we get more news.
Yeah. Let's dive into the...
If you're listening to this, hit us up, please.
I'm
really curious about your card.
You know this stuff. Give me a... message me. Give me some.
Is it Saw?
Oh, that might be. If not the X-Wing fix.
You think they would...
Sure, if he had a good idea, they would go like, oh, that's actually a great idea, let's work on that, and that'll be his card.
Yeah, okay.
But, sure, Saw sounds like something he would do.
That's dirty.
It's dirty.
With the regen,
he just did it to put it on his Miranda.
Anyways, we were talking about double tapping.
Yeah, coming back to the real world.
Ghosts.
Yeah. I've flown against a lot of them lately. Who are you going to call?
Yeah, I'm not a ghost.
Something strange. That don't look good.
Isn't this too good?
Who are you going to call? Five X-Wings! I know, right?
Is it too good?
The list is phenomenal, everybody's talked about this to pieces, and the variance in this list is none. You can just almost put two or three TLT dice on the table facing hits and crits, and you're never stressed, and you just roll around the table and hope the... Yeah, don't fuck up.
The floor on this list is really, really high.
Yeah, retardedly low.
A player who knows nothing can take this list and do okay with it. Like in a 6. A 3-3, let's say that. He's going to do 3-3 with this list without knowing anything. But of course, it is beatable. Mm-hmm. You've seen that.
Sure. I've beaten a few times, but... I can't beat it with what I'm flying consistently.
No.
That's just,
It's extremely difficult to beat it. You have to bring your A game.
Yeah, A+.
A+. You have to be the one to fly really well to beat it, I think.
Even if
you're just...
We're talking about burden of execution. Yeah, you have to be the one to win the game, or else you lose the game.
Exactly. The floor is extremely high. But building a list to beat it, how do they do it?
I mean, to beat that list, you just put a lot of guns on it.
Yeah, but you have to be able to tank. As well.
Do you? You just have to out-damage it.
Yeah, Yeah, of course, that's a game.
No, no, I mean, just if you got more damage output than the ghost per turn, you beat it.
Yeah.
Still, just throw in a couple of stresses and it can boost away.
Yeah, damage output in a way sensitive. That you can do it because you have the ghost has fan, you can just kill your damage output.
Oh, yeah, he can lock it pretty well now.
But building a list to kill it, well, my voice is just...
Really?
Yeah, it's like I'm a teenager. Mm. My sexy voice, yeah. Not as a teenager.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No.
I probably just came drunk.
Yeah.
That might be. If we're going to build a list around it, how do we do it? And how do we make that list beat everything on the floor as well?
That is the problem.
Yeah. There's no problem making a list that can just annihilate Ghost Fan.
Oh, sure.
But that list might just die against everything else on the floor.
Sure.
So, in a tournament, you might just see one or two and then just lose everything else.
Yep.
So, you had a little list with you.
Huh?
You were rocking some numbers the other day.
Oh yeah, I was just I played in a local tournament. I played a game against a local list, and I had a Ray and a Lorik, and I just didn't evade. I was rolling blanks into blanks and blanks into focuses. When I didn't have the focus token, I went down all the shields and four hull without evading. And I was pretty, pissed off at my dice. And I thought about, this should not go this way. And I just thought about, did some numbers, put in a calculator I found online. And Ray should be evading one or two, like 70% of the time.
Yes. I think
Ray, so at least one.
I think building around Ray is a really good counter.
Sure. She's got pretty consistent evades.
She punches really hard and she can just take those damages if she needs to.
Yeah.
So Ray with what then?
With what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I even got got thinking she needs more defense other than with her companion Lorik in my list. So I thought about how could I make Ray more tanky. So I thought about putting Push to the Limit, Finn, C-3PO, switched up the title for the Raid one, added Stealth Device, and put Jyn Erso and Jyn Ors, an experimental interface on Lorik, and added Predator for Shits and Giggles. So she'll be double evaded, double focused, C-3PO with Finn, with one extra green die and her own rerolls. And Lorik's token to spend.
Okay.
That's gonna be an absolute horrible list, but it'll tank TLT. Pretty much.
Yeah, but you say push the limit.
Yeah.
So you're relying on tokens.
Yeah.
And
in defense.
In defense, yeah. But what if just Fan decides to lock you down and say, hey, you can't spend any tokens?
In offense.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And she can hot cop one of focus off you. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. It's just one focus.
Yeah. She's still got Lorik's evade, two extra evades, one focus, or two focus and one evade. And her rerolls.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's something.
She'll just not take damage.
No.
But she won't kill anything. But.
Yeah, but you'll chip down a zero agility ship.
Yeah, sure. You'll take like 23 turns to kill something. But whatever. The ghost will evade and
sensor jam.
Sensor jam you. You'll get one in.
because you spent all your focuses.
Well, that's something. It made me warm.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But this list,
yeah,
it's really, really good. It's definitely the best list out there today. It's the Paratani of our time now.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah. Should it be nerfed?
Yes. Something, unless they have something coming out, like five actions, that automatically shuts it down, but doesn't shut everything else down, they need to do something.
Yeah, I'm not so sure now. I don't think it needs the quick trajectory nerf. Like,
oh no, it needs to be thought out and balanced.
Yeah, I would say let's make it live for maybe a month more before doing something. Just to see if the meta might shift.
Doing the jump master waiting period or. Wait for it to win a couple of worlds and stuff?
No. I'm just saying a month. Because I don't think this list is oppressive against really anything. It's not holding really anything.
Any one type of list? Any one?
No. All the other lists would be just a step higher, maybe. Because this is obviously the best list. So all other lists go down to tier 2, maybe, or tier 1 if this is an S tier list.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's holding anything down. Anything that would be viable, at least.
Well, getting the lists into a tournament that really aren't viable but are fun and janky, that's part of the fun. So I think it's holding back diversity and fun stuff.
But all the other good lists do the same, so.
I don't know. Sure. You might be, this might be a fair point. It will just be not the same.
I'm not saying it's a bad list. I'm obviously saying it is the best list. I'm just saying it. I don't think it's oppressive.
I get your point. Yeah.
I can't stand. I think that's in the meta today.
Yeah.
So, it's just pushing all the other good lists one step down.
Sure. Really.
But if it should be nerfed, how should it be nerfed?
I'm really liking the idea of that he can't shoot out the back arc. That would make him very manageable for most higher PS shifts that can reposition after moving.
So just front arc and turret.
Yeah.
Okay.
And shoot twice. Sure.
That would put aces back on the board.
Yeah.
Just it.
And hunt him down.
Both Imperial and guys like Paul.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you can pretty consistently get into the bubble and but you. I think I like that one. It's not a major move, but
how about
that thought that keeps creeping up in my mind is the reoccurring problem that seems to be with the overpowered things is
TLT. Yeah,
always has a TLT.
Yeah, you've been using TLT a lot.
Oh, sure, that's but not as a gimmick. You know, just something to take with it.
Yeah, a gimmick. Well, you've been using it on Miranda, so.
Yeah. But my light Miranda, the main weight of my list has been Rey.
Yeah, of
that's
course.
That's what I'm flying.
Yeah, of course.
And Miranda's a filler.
But.
A very, very good filler.
TLT, small base only?
Sure. That would do something. That would not fix.
People would run defend with the same turret then?
No, that's.
Or auto blaster?
Yeah, that's fine.
That will make it more manageable.
Very.
That's a whole different thing.
Mm, but yeah, that wouldn't do anything about Miranda though, and her region.
Sure.
I still think she's a problem.
Yeah.
Might not be today, exactly today, but...
Probably if you nerf the ghost list, Miranda
will pop up again.
Pop up.
And with the TLT, she is still a problem. So, I was thinking about some sort of passive auto thrusters.
Yeah. That's been thrown around.
Not in arc, not the normal auto thruster as in ring 3 in arc.
No.
Just out of arc.
Yeah.
Period.
Out of arc, when getting shot, you get an evade. Or all focuses get to be an evade.
No,
add a green dice.
Yeah, just one black to an evade.
But that's exactly the same as an auto thruster. So
no, but then you get the in auto thruster you get the ring 3 bonus in arc as well. And I actually think that's a fair point to spend on. That's orthodox. There's 2 points.
Oh, yeah.
And when flying an ace, like Soontir, I would probably put it on Soontir, even though I had, if I had the passive orthodox thing.
Yeah, but that only means it only works, or unless you're rolling like 2 blanks, then you get both of the thrusters.
Yeah.
But then your only real benefit is when it's being shot at range 3 in arc.
Yeah.
You would put something else, but that's fine also.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, but
passive auto thruster, then.
TLT is against low agility ships.
Just kills it.
Yeah, but I mean, that kind of buff doesn't help them.
No,
like
but
zero agility.
Okay, let's say you get an extra die out of arc.
Sure.
Extra green die.
If you're getting shot out of arc.
Yeah, but then
that might be something.
You would have to have the modifiers to do something about it.
Oh, sure.
But that might be viable. I don't know.
That is actually a pretty pretty massive boost to the defender, because if you have the modification, having like on pole, if you're behind a rock, the TLT is doing very little to you.
But
if you're only throwing those 2 green dice against the TLT, you're getting hit more often than not.
Yeah, but let's say they would do that. They would give you an extra die, green die, out of arc.
Sure.
How would the aces be?
Unkillable?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. Unkillable with TLT. Or are you talking just turrets in general?
I'm just talking about turrets.
In general. Okay.
I think that, because they would have to make that as a rule, not just TLT.
Yeah.
They would have to make that a rule.
Oh, they could.
And I actually think the turrets are bad for the game.
Yeah. I actually, when auto thrusters were coming out, I thought that would be a standard effect for everybody and not an upgrade.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have done that.
Yeah.
Because that would be something whole different. Then you can boost the aces.
Yeah, they were just trying to boost the interceptor, really, and the AoE.
Yeah.
So, because they just died from Han, Factor Han at the time.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've always said that turrets should have been like the Shadow Custer. It's just a movable arc. You'd have to choose. Because you can't choose.
Give up an action. So.
If you think about the game, it's really a, let's think about it, it's a stop in time when you're shooting. Nothing is moving, it's just a stop.
Yeah.
You can't move your gun when you're stopped. You have to where to
your
shoot.
Your gun has to be pointing the right way.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That is thematical. Ish.
Sure. Or, it's also thematic when Luke is just going bonkers in the turret.
in the Millennium Falcon and shooting everything and going woohoo.
Yeah, but he was soon to be a Jedi.
Yeah. Force sensitive.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jedis, what's next?
No, yeah, I have to finish talking about Ghost.
Okay.
It's about the Ghost, but it's also about most of the big, heavy lists.
All right.
You see. What do they all have in common? Those lists for like the past year or two.
A lot of upgrade cards?
Yeah. Upgrade slots. And a lot of it. And even so much they had to make a title to add more. Like the Haven title.
Yeah.
And the Punishing one.
And put a second title on it.
And with all those 13 coming on 14 waves, we have so many upgrade cards. So with all those upgrade slots, you can make so many stupid combos over time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that in the beginning. But then again, in the beginning, you didn't see that many upgrade slots.
No.
Ships were getting 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
I think if Vader would come out today, he would have at least 2 or 3 more.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And the Falcon would have a system slot.
Yeah, the Falcon would have a title that would add 3 more with its full...
And an extra die.
And an extra die, yeah. The fourth die. Of course. But, okay, if Ghost Fan would somehow be nerfed, what would come up? What would be the next broken list? Because it seems today that if something goes down, another thing just rises up from the ashes and becomes just overpowered. It's always this one list.
Something that's PS-11 with harpoons.
You think that would be their best?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not so sure. Okay. No, not. I actually
Rebel Regen.
Rebel Regen. I actually think Plot Armor would just mess up and be extremely good.
Yeah.
Ray would be extremely good. Harpoons, of course, would be extremely good. PS-11 Alpha. Pal Basis.
Some bombs.
Yeah, Nimiranda. I think Nimiranda would be on the top.
Okay. We're just naming everything.
Yeah, of course.
That's just anything that's the tier below Ghost would be awesome. I don't think anything. I don't know if anything would be dominant. That dominant.
You say that now.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't know of anything.
That's what I was saying about this list. I don't think it's oppressive enough to hold anything down. So.
It's holding everything else down.
Yeah, it's holding everything down. Yeah. But
no, not one thing, two things, everything.
Yeah. But talking about Lorik. Oh, Lorik. Jesus. Lothal.
Yeah.
Because that's a rebel. Maybe, remember when we were a little bit afraid when the big nerf was? Rebels wouldn't do anything for a while. It seems like the Rebels have been doing everything since then, kinda.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
The Rebels kind of have just about everything. They don't have a weak spot. You can build lists that don't have a weak spot. When you're building, let's say, Imperial lists, they always have some weak spots to kill them.
Yeah.
Day. You have to fly. Really, really fly.
Yeah, I think that's true about most lists. But there are, of course, ace lists that if you fly badly, you die.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it has about everything. Let's take an example. The Copenhagen System Open.
Yeah.
They had 15 lists in the top. 15.
top 16, yeah, whatever.
Top 16 or just day two.
15 people made it.
Yeah, to day two.
Yeah.
Two of them were playing Imperials.
Yeah.
Two of them were playing Scum. 11 Rebels.
Yep.
And about half of them were Ghosts fan.
Probably more than that.
Might be. There was a mirror match in the finals.
Yep. That was an exciting game.
Man. It actually was, kinda, but you thought one of the guys was gonna beat it because he was up in the damage race, but he did one tiny little mistake in the end that cost him the game.
Yeah.
He decided not to boost. That's what he did. So he died. But if we think about the list that are kind of, or just the pilots that are kind of stupid today.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we have? In Rebels, we have the Ghost, of course. It's a stupid thing.
Are you talking about list archetypes?
No, I'm just talking about a pilot, really. A double-tapping Ghost is... It's just stupid.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's... An archetype, yeah, that's really
stupid.
I don't
care if you run it with Fenn or you run it with Lorik or the old Pigs or something. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's
always been stupid.
Yeah.
People just weren't flying it once because it was boring, really, really boring.
Yeah.
But with Fenn, it gets a little bit more exciting-ish.
Sure, you get that from boosting out of range.
Yeah.
Or out of arc, you got like,
and you're actually trying.
I'm flying.
You're actually trying to use your arc.
Oh yeah, sure.
But a fan.
But you really don't have to. You can just sit there and TLT everything and throw 4 to 5 dice.
But I think the other tactic is better.
Oh yeah, it's better.
But okay, other pilots, Rebel fan. It's just stupid. PS11 core not really thought of that. Okay. Oh no. Probably no one thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh. You, oh. Oh yeah. Of course we have VI. Oh.
Yeah.
Kill the VI as an Imperial player. Kill the VI.
Don't kill VI. Just put a cap on max pilot skill cannot exceed 9.
Yeah. Okay. That might be something. I would. Maybe start flying Wisp. No, okay, I wouldn't fly Whisper. Still, we would still have a double-tapping Ghost.
That's stupid.
Boosting at PS 9 then.
Okay. I think he's going to be pushed out of the meta soonish. Before Worlds.
The Ghost?
Yeah.
Okay, might be. So, Dash. Dash is stupid. Dash is an he has always been stupid since the start.
Like another Icelandic podcaster said, he's easy mode. Made everybody crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bjarni.
Yeah. Das has always been stupid. It's just stupid.
Oh, yeah, sure.
4 dice attack. Just ignoring obstacles.
Yeah.
It's really... when you're flying against a normal Das player, Das is okay. You can... getting in his bubble. But if you're flying against a good dash player, he's never going to allow you.
No, it's not correct.
He's just pounding 4 dice at you. And with the Lone Wolf and Ray, it's just...
It's always shooting. He's always shooting modified. And with Variants, he's going to punch through.
It's 4 hits. 4 hits. 4 hits. Every single time.
And you're throwing green dice, and that's going to be 1 away. 3 away.
Yeah.
2 away. 1 away.
So you're dying. Dash is stupid. Wookiees, they're stupid.
Yeah, but they're only half stupid because they're only half a turret.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the turret.
No, but everything we mentioned almost has a turret or extra firing arc.
Yeah.
Ghost, Fenn.
Yeah. Dash, yeah, okay.
And the Wookiees.
Yeah, okay. That might have a point there.
It's only half a turret though.
Yeah. Ish.
Ish.
When you're flying 3 or 4 of them, you're getting a turret.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Wookiees, they are
Oh yeah, they're
they're stupid.
Pain, yes.
But those are all rebel. Do we have any more stupid?
Assage with anything?
Okay, time work assage.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
She could just go, oh, I don't want to die in the next two or three rounds. So, yeah, I'm going to do that now.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
So, if you could I'm
not going to take a damage.
Yeah, I don't want to. So, I'm not going to. So, please throw your harpoons at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even with hitting with four, I don't want to take.
Okay, we have one scum pilot.
Sure. Danger, stupid.
No, not now. He's stupid. Definitely stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid.
No, 52-point Danger.
Sure.
He goes down fairly fast.
When there's a ghost on the table, yeah.
And aces and just anything. But I don't think Danger is stupid now. He's manageable and he's fair.
Oh, he's not the monster he was, but I think he's... Yeah. But he's shooting twice. Like so many other things that shoot twice, it's stupid.
Yeah, but only in arc. Oh, sure. And you would say quick draw would be stupid.
I think quick draw is stupid.
You think so?
Yeah. He's like on the real verge of it.
But he goes down so fast.
Sure. But that's only because it's suppressed by greater things in the meta.
Yeah,
other things would be toned down, he would be
She's definitely the best pilot the Empire has.
Oh, sure.
Today.
By far.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's stupid, but most of those pilots today are rebels, I think, that are actually really stupid. And I'm not saying Miranda now.
No. Because there's too much damage spike out there. You can cure her.
Exactly. But Miranda is still stupid.
Oh, she's stupid. Sure. Yeah. I think...
But people like stupid things, so...
Yeah, sure.
I'm not complaining.
In the next 2 months, we're going to get more stupid things because I sure hope they... Earth, or you know, something will come out, maybe something involving X-Wings that will kill the ghost meta, and that will bring on like Kylo, and he will be really stupid, really, yeah, really fucking stupid.
A Kylo on a silencer is definitely stupid.
Yeah.
He is really hard to fly today because of all the turrets and thing. But he is still stupid.
Yeah, he's stupid.
That push limit advances. Imagine if we would
he's like an inverse Corrin. Oh, you can hit me, but that means you don't shoot next turn.
Imagine, but imagine if we would have a PS9 cap.
Sure. Yeah.
I wouldn't fly anything else than Kylo and Suntir.
Yeah.
And an 18
the point. The native knives.
Yeah, and an 18 point bit.
Maybe it should be capped at. What? 10? That means if you really care about, then you have to put VI on. That gives the 8s. And the 7s a chance.
Yeah,
I mean, the native 9s will have the advantage of putting other EPTs on.
But should the native 8s have that? Because you could put VI on the 8s and adaptability on the 9s, but you would still have to lose your EPT.
Yeah. I mean, for me, if you cap it at 9, which is a native ability of some pilots, that means they always get to use their EPT slot.
Yeah.
That means there will be a PS9 meta.
Yeah, but I think native. I think that is fair because they do cap it at 9. and the Nines are supposed to be the best pilots. You would have the Vets and the Vader and and Soldier and Kylo and other Nines.
Maybe. Yeah. It's something to think about.
Yeah. Anyway, should we go to regionals? Just stop talk about stupid things.
Are we already an hour in?
Yeah, it's going to be a long episode. No, but we're not going to talk about every single region. We have so many that we missed.
So much. We're only like doing a few, you know.
Yeah, and we're not going to talk about every list. Just
let's skim it. Let's just check out what's going on and doing the notable things.
Okay, regionals.
Right.
What should we start with? We have a lot. Should we start with? Here we have one in French.
In Venice.
Venice, no.
Venetian,
no. It's what? It's Ferne Voltaire.
Hmm.
It's near the Alps.
In Rhone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We don't have a Fan Scout here. Fan Scout. Fan Local. Here we have Katsuwa Sauce in the first place. Double Shadowcaster.
Yeah.
I think we might see more of this kind of list.
Sure.
It punches.
It does.
It can hold out the TLTs.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Katsu's ability doesn't do shit against the Lotho. But it can kill Fen pretty fast. So.
You're talking about tracker beam.
So. Okay. Anything else here to talk about?
No. Second place has no list, so it's probably Lotho.
Might be. Okay. Okay, we have Fargo, North Dakota. Here we have the first place, Rack Inquisitor.
What?
Yeah.
Two-ship meta for the win.
Two-ship meta for the win.
Yeah.
Nothing really here.
Kylo Inquisitor and what? Yeah.
Yeah. He actually won Kanan Fen list. It's not a local Fen. It's the old Kanan Fen. It was the Ray Rex back. TLT. That's much more manageable.
And Chris Hall there in third to fourth.
Yeah.
He has Miranda Ezra Lorik.
Yeah, this is William Hickel list.
Yeah. That's nice. Ezra, it has three ships.
Snapshot Ezra and Lorik. Yeah.
And then Miranda and then Nim. Missile bomb thingy. Yeah. Okay. And another Asajj Ketcher in fifth. Did you see that?
Yeah. I saw that. Another Asajj Ketcher. But here we have as well Essex in the UK. And here we have Dash Miranda, 100 point list. Old school. It's Dash Miranda.
That's a solid list.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And we have a Fen Kanan here in third and fourth place.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, you jumped over the Nora list?
Yeah, Nora, Fen, and Lorik. We have seen that.
Yeah, we've seen it. I just like Nora.
Yeah, you do. I know. Nora is a beast. You don't take her down. You shoot the other ones down and then you try to beat her on points. With R2, she just goes away.
And 3PO.
And 3PO, just, it's horrible to tank down.
Yeah, the fourth place, third and fourth was also 3PQD. Yeah, something like that.
Or I think it's a better name. It's a no, quick draw.
no, quick draw.
Yeah.
Oh. It's catchy.
Yeah. Okay, next one. It's in Uppsala.
Uppsala?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, Lupa. Yeah, nothing. They're gonna kill me now.
Sure.
Bad Swedish. First place, Vincent Lundberg, Valin. with, we have an Academy pilot in the first place.
What?
Yeah.
3 points in first place.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice. Academy with Quickdraw and Kylo.
It's Carl, the Academy pilot.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it. Mark Stewart, close to you. He told us about the Academy pilot from the X-Wing Junkies. Mm. The one Academy pilot in a list that never dies. His name is Carl. And I love it. And I've been using it since The Last Worlds. Thank you, Mark. Academy pilots, Quickdraw and Kylo. So it's just Quickdraw and Kylo.
An Academy pilot.
Yeah. It's a It's a 95 bit, so it's okay to take the Academy pilots.
Sure.
He has 5 points bits.
Kind of feels like my list that I went to SOS.
He has Quickdraw PS11, so he has that ability to shoot down other levels.
Yeah.
To take down Kylo's nemesis, really. Except for the ghost. I have no idea why. Let me see. I gotta go down a little bit, see if there are
ghosts. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Fenn and Lotho.
Sure.
They probably didn't meet. I can't see how Kylo and Quickdraw is gonna kill Fenn and Lotho. Just those two. And, okay, Academy pilot. Really. He's not gonna do anything about that. I think. Well,
Kylo has the ability to get into the bubble. If anyone can, he can.
It does, but then again, you have PS11 boost.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, okay, here we have another one. Okay, there were some Lotho fans here.
Mm.
Okay. Great job. Great job doing it.
Yeah, and runner-up is Paul Paces. Inquisitor and Riad.
Yeah, with Omicron. Mm-hmm. That's a list, I think. Brett Wong? No, who was it? No. Who was it? Brett Wong. That was someone who won something with it.
Okay.
It's a cool list. It's made to take down the ghosts.
There's a Thweek in there.
Yeah, here. Thweek,
third
Fenn,
and fourth.
Yeah, Thweek, Fenn, and a Scout. We have seen that.
Yep.
It's a Bunker Master Scout.
What the hell is that? Contracted Scout, Shadowport Hunter with the K4, and another Shadowport, and Tanger.
Shadowport Hunter? What the hell is that? What is a Shadowport Hunter? You know
that? Is that a K-Fighter? No.
I've been playing this game for Wave 2. I have no idea what Shadowport Hunter. Okay. Let me see. We don't know. Okay.
Two of them. Jesus.
Oh.
Those are Lancer crafts.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a lot of things to
kill. That's a lot of hit points. Wow. Two of them with a scout. It just tanks down everything. That's what it does.
Yeah, it takes up space. I can see.
Yeah, but still, they both have rerolls.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them is Dengar and one of them is K4. Wow.
Big light ships.
Wow.
That's nice.
I really like it.
Yeah,
I think. And look at his strength of schedule. It's high.
Yeah, 0.64.
Yeah. It's the highest of those in the tops. Wow. Kudos. Tom Batchford. Wow. I like it. Okay. Next.
Mm-hmm.
We have Anchorage in Canada. Alaska. Not Canada. It's almost Canada.
Anchorage, Alaska?
It's almost Canada.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I probably...
It's in Russia.
...offended quite a lot of people there. okay. First place, we have Backdraft, Quick draw in pulp shuttle.
That's a solid list.
Yeah. Hits hard.
Yeah.
And hard to kill as well. Second place, we have Asas, Dengar, Shindad. Solid. But hey, no, see. Dengar doesn't have K4.
Oh, yeah.
Because Asas has the Shadowcaster title.
Okay.
Wow.
Lots.
I would
Time with Asas with plus the title.
Yeah. But would you take the title instead of K4 and Dengar? Obviously, this guy made it to second place and has a terrifyingly high strength of schedule, so he was taking down strong lists.
Yeah.
Strong guy, so wow. But that K4 is so good. So. Okay. But hey, they had 22 people there in Alaska. It's about the same as we do here in Iceland.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
So,
2 weeks until our regionals.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I have no idea what I'm flying, but I'm excited.
I have no idea. Okay, next one. We have Houston, Texas. That's a bit large, 75 people.
Yeah.
There we have Kanan and Fan. Second place, we have Vessery, Riot, and Omega Leader. Okay, that's... Okay, that... Okay, wow, that's...
Okay.
That's it's a great list, I'm not saying
that. Respectable list.
It's a great,
this meta.
Great, yeah, it's a great list, but...
The defenders can tank a little bit.
Yeah, of course they do, but... Omega Leader, I would think she would just die.
Well, you can't modify the TLTs.
Yes, sir.
No, but still, if you double tap her with TLTs or just front arcs, it dies.
Yes, sir.
Especially if Fan decides to use his ability on her, she can't modify either, so.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, next one. We have Ludwigsburg in Germany. In the first place, we have another Rack Inquisitor, same list. The Inquisitor with Proton Rockets. Okay. That seems to be the case today.
The Inquisitor is super tanky.
Yeah. And Inquisitor is better against the Lofo than Vader or even Whisper is.
I mean, he has the one heart green and the barrel.
Yeah, and
the
he has the auto thruster. That's what he has.
Yeah.
But then again, if this list meets Rack Vader is gonna annihilate. But then again, I don't think Rack Vader is doing really well in this meta. You can take 2 shots down with Blinded Pilot, but I don't think the damage output is enough.
Yeah.
And in second place we have Miranda and Nim. Third place we have Fan Lothal, and then we have Ray Lorik. Fifth place here, Ray and Lorik again.
Better. That's generous dinner, so yeah. Experiment lunch.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Both of them,
same list.
No. One has Wired, the other has Predator.
Kanan and Lorik?
And one has CVPO.
Kanan and Lorik?
Yeah. I mean, it works for friendly ships.
Yeah.
That means he gets CVPO on Ray. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Okay, next one. We have British Columbia in Canada. Here we have Chris Norris with Fan Lothal. Have you thought about it? I never mentioned Sap.
Yeah.
Sap is just there to be there.
It's a.
If you have to shoot up. Yeah. If Sap needs to go on the table, you've probably lost.
I didn't.
No. You didn't. No.
That going down.
Sorry, sorry about that.
Anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay. Second place, Paul Lorig, Jess.
Nice. I like it.
A score to settle, Jess. Yeah, there we have a little condition card that just like two lines or something. Score to settle. So we have because of the Krennic.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk a little bit more. No, Riot and Crystal, your 100 points. Expertise, Riot. Okay. People are starting to use more expertise. I think in the Portland System Open, expertise was the most used upgrade card.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not VI anymore. It's expertise. It's only because of the local.
Fen.
Yeah, Fen.
Yeah, of because of him.
Yeah. Just to counter Fen.
Yeah.
So is stress control coming back instead?
It's going in circles.
Yeah. I hope not. I hate stress. Yeah. But then again, I'm an Imperial Ace player, so of course I hate stress. Unless I do it myself, that's the limit. Okay. We mentioned that Copenhagen System Open. We have the lists now. Of course, first place, it's Mankit Liao with Fen Lotho. Second place, Alexander Paul with a mirror. And did you see that game? Did you watch it?
No.
You haven't watched it?
No.
Yeah. You should watch at least the final 10 minutes.
on twice the speed.
No, because Alexander was ahead in a damage race. And if you're playing this list, you're just tilting each other. He's going to win. It's going to happen. He should have been able to TLT Mankit's level down without losing his level, so he would get one round of TLT more against Seth. Mm. But instead of boosting in the final, it wasn't the final round, though, like two rounds more after that, but the final round for the Lothals. Decides not to boost, so Mankit, he manages to boost into range 1 out of arc with his arc in place. So that's game there.
That's game.
Yeah.
That's 4 or 5 damage.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really a good game, but it's a Lotho Fen mirror match, which is going to be. Okay, we talk more, we just need to talk some more. Hey, we have
Miranda in third port.
Yeah,
Fen Rolore.
Yeah, Lucas here. That's a cool list. Did you see his Lorik with his tree branches?
It was. Such a good job.
Yeah, and the paint job on our ships and all styles were absolutely amazing.
Work of art.
Yep. And then we have... It was Timo Raab and Philip Hukic here in the third and fourth place. Dengar and Nim. Burnout Slam, Expertise, punishing K4, Dengar and Nim with Bomblet, TLT, VI, Advanced Sense. Oh, okay, no Trajectory Simulator there.
Woohoo!
So,
that's gone.
Advanced Sensors. And we have Philip. Yeah, Advanced Sensors is probably better against the Ghost. Definitely. And Philip Wookiee here with Quick Draw, Inquisitor, and Yor. Solid list.
Yep.
And then we have Rick Porsches with Miranda, like we said. And we have here Rune Pritzlau with Ray and John. Or something you have tried on it.
Death Ray.
Yeah, that's a Death Ray.
actually played against Death Realist.
Yeah, I did too.
In the SOS.
Yeah, not this guy. No, not this guy. Yeah. That was a great game for me, at least. And then we have Thomas Hockart with Vader, Nu, and Quick Draw.
Mm.
It's almost the same list as I was playing, except I didn't have a Nu, I had Pure back.
Yeah.
I actually think that list is better. Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was so close. I was so close. It's just it's a matchup luck, really, probably. And Thomas is probably better flying it than I am. He can have optics on Quick Draw. Yeah. And he doesn't have harpoons on Vader. 97-point bid. Okay, that's great against the plot armor.
Yeah,
they never go down more than 98 points.
Yeah. So
yeah.
So he has the advantage on those. Yeah.
I lost twice against plot armor because I lost the initiative bid. Yeah. He gave me the initiative, so that's really rough. So 80% chance that I lose that game just in the setup. We have Matthew Fisher with Nimiranda, and we told it Lukas Pochensky here with Nora Fenelorik.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Van Langelang, mm-hmm, with Sepp Fenelotho, of course. Hey, I mentioned Sepp because it was on the top.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Jesper Hills with his control bots.
Yeah, Jesper actually won the...
He won Hyperspace.
Hyperspace is the word I was looking for.
And wow, weather is coming worse. Anyways, here we have Portland System Open. Ooh. Gordon Pinkerton in the first place with Ray Lorik.
Like it?
Yeah, you do. It's a Kanan engine.
Yeah, it's right. Basically it's my list. The list I'm fine.
And look at the second place here, Blair Bunt.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, 7 bandits, 4 of them with threat tracers and 3 of them with harpoons, and all of them have chips.
That's so silly.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've actually played eight sets.
Yeah.
I tried that out. I thought it would be awesome. It sucked. Or at least I sucked at it.
But then you have 3 harpoons. And I know he was using the threat tracers just to try to get that crit through on range 3. Without hitting anything.
Mm.
But
it has an uncancelled crit.
It has an uncancelled crit. So just to proc that harpoon. That's quite cool.
Yeah.
Too
bad he doesn't have a 3 dice primary.
Yeah, Blair was in top 8, sorry. He was not in the... Well, not in second place, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, but that list, it takes down both, I think. It chips down. Even with those 2 dices... It goes down.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes down.
If you go using 7, that's...
Yeah.
If you get 100%, that's 14 hits.
Yeah, you're stabbing the ghost with an ice pick. Yeah. Many, many, many times.
Yeah.
Okay, second place, Taylor Seidlitz.
Yeah.
With...
Love of Fan.
And in third place and fourth place, we have Chris Norris with...
Triple Wookiees, tactical
Wookiees, and Andrew Bunn with Inquisitor, Quick Draw, and Yor.
Yep.
Solid. And of course, then we have Blair Bucky, and we have Iron Lau with Plot Armor, with Burnout Slam Plot Armor.
And then there's a Lebo. There is a Lebo.
We have a Lebo. What do we think about... Okay. Oh, okay, I see. He drops down to Lipo to be able to put expertise
Instead
of Lone Wolf.
Yeah. And then Ray for defense.
Yeah. Good. That's solid.
Yeah.
Then he is always able to play a role if he has to.
I mean, if it's a good pilot on the YT, he can make it work.
Yeah. So.
And Poe has black on R2. It's a pipe PSN 9 Poe. And he has the optics. It's a nice Poe. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the normal Poe.
Mm-hmm. And the support bit.
Then we have Kaelin Wong with Asa's Scout. Yeah, that's the list I was talking about. Contracted Scout with expertise, tank car, rip cargo,
and APL,
and the pursuit lasers, and punish lasers.
Yeah.
It's a heavy hitting Battlemaster. And Asa's. Expertise Asa's. Because that seems to be the thing now.
Yeah, because you need expertise.
Yeah. That's.
Is that the meta card at the moment?
Expertise. Yeah, definitely. You're just taking out Fen.
Yeah.
Fen doesn't do anything except, of course, PS11 boost, which is just, like I said, stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. On a large spaceship, that is. On a small base, it's not that stupid. It's just aces. And sure. Aces go down if you shoot at them, so that's the thing. You can shoot at as much as you like on the coast. It doesn't really matter. I flew the coast yesterday, 3 games.
Yeah.
And I really didn't care about the proton bombs, for example, because I was in a good spot to shoot with my front arc on top of a proton bomb.
Yep.
I could have boosted away. But I didn't. I just, okay, whatever, I'm just going to take it. Hopefully I'm not getting a blank pilot. That's 2 in 33.
Yeah.
So, anything else doesn't really matter.
Really.
So.
Yeah. On any other ship, you would be thinking twice.
I got a direct hit, by the way, out of that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm curious.
at least it's not a blind pilot or a Dennis engine.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the two bad ones.
Or Fan Essential Ray. Also, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Then again, I had a prime shot at range one.
Yeah.
Spaceship. Anyways, yeah.
Where are we at?
Still in the Portland. That's. What was that? Oh, yeah, it was the same, sorry. Never mind. We have done all the system open.
Yeah.
System open is going to start tomorrow in Krakow.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, Poland. I feel so bad.
The Polish system open.
Yeah.
I so want to be there. Shit.
Yeah. I really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And I know going to Poland is fairly cheap.
Yeah.
And living in Poland is insanely cheap.
Yeah.
And then my friend just basically told me, yeah, it's really cheap. I was like, yeah, I know. But I can't. I've been away from my family for too long and doing stuff at school. And going to Holland in a few days. I just can't go to Poland this weekend.
If I would go to Poland, would have gone to Poland, I would probably just meet my bags outside my apartment. Yeah, or something like that.
You need to start looking for a place.
Yes.
Same here. But my asshole of a friend told me, he works for an airline company, and he looked up how much a flight would cost and how much living expenses would be.
Yeah.
And it was 50,000 kroners, which is nothing. It's $750.
Yeah, nothing for if we're talking about our currency regarding how much we have to pay for every flight. Every flight is expensive.
Yeah, it's
$750 is pricey usually.
If you're talking about
thing. Okay.
But the round trip back and getting a hotel, a nice hotel, and eating out every day. He was like doing the whole thing, the package deal. Yeah. And it's nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast. And they are holding it on a bar.
Yeah, it's in a pub.
It's in a pub. They have like 20...
It's going to be so 20 awesome.
20 beers on tap there. And,
we know a lot of people going there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be watching it stream.
Yeah, almost as good.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Oh, I really want to mention, there are guys from Trondheim.
Uh-huh. From them.
Yeah, from the Pork Squadron. Yeah. I saw on their Facebook group, they were knitting some little porks to give out. I need to give those guys a shout out and kudos, and those knitted porks, small porks, they are absolutely amazing. I love them.
Yeah, they're so awesome.
And
they're
guys, cool. If any of you are listening, could you please?
I would love them as a bag bling.
Yes, yeah. I would love it. Please hit us up. We can send some cards or something instead. Just, please, I really want them. I'm begging. I love it. It's,
it's begging. It's not a pretty sight.
Yeah. Anyways, mm-hmm. We should start closing this show out. Oh, we're an hour and a half. Ooh. But our first raffle prize.
Our first ever raffle.
I decided to do this for our Facebook friends.
Uh-huh.
For now, at least.
Just do something.
Yeah, just do. We have those names. Because we don't have a Patreon. We have no reason to have a Patreon.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. And I just did a random number. Random number generator.
Yeah.
So
it was very official.
This episode's raffle winner is Michael McPherson.
Yeah.
We know him. He was playing here in Iceland. He lives in Canada now.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was studying in the university.
Yeah. But he told us he was gonna move back in a year or something.
Yeah, like 6 months or something.
Great guy. Back. Great guy. Anyway,
Mike, send us your address.
And we'll send you some alterts.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, anyways, if anyone of you listeners want some raffle, just press like on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
For now. We might change it up later, but hey.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah. Anyways.
We
should stop it. Oh.
And what are we sending them? Our
Whisper and Jake Farrell.
Yeah. Our alt arts that we had made to give out at System SOS in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to shout out Rasta Maze. I was speaking to him the other day.
Yeah.
Fantastic fellow.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. I want to get him on the episode, on one episode.
Yeah?
We should do a painting episode. When all the...
Either that or something about
when the whole season thing goes down, after Worlds, maybe. It's a little bit less to do.
Slower. During summer.
Yeah. Anyways, he has a painting page on Facebook.
Oh,
Rest Amaze Painting.
Artist.
He started making videos and stuff. He has a Patreon account. He's probably my favorite painter, and of course, he's a extremely good player as well.
Oh yeah, sure.
He's the European champion. Yeah, and top and he has won regionals and top twos in nationals and I don't know, lots more.
Yep.
And again, I wanna give a shout out to everyone we met at System Open's.
Yeah, I keep going back to it and just thinking about people we met and I would have loved to chat to that guy a little bit more. You know, just sit down, have a beer.
Yeah.
But over the course of one weekend, you just don't have the
time. All the time in the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
there were so many great people we met that we didn't have time to chat. Maybe longer. Yeah.
And the organizers, they are some cool dudes. Yeah. That was such a smooth running meet. It was flawless.
Alex wins and all the judges, Chris, Cole.
Nick. It was awesome.
Everyone there, just fantastic job, and the venue was outstanding.
Oh, it was such a good place.
I'm talking about TOs and judges. I want to shout out our new TO, Hauke.
Yeah.
He started with a bang, with a new leak.
Yeah.
I scrubbed out immediately, trying out a new list.
Yeah.
That I have no idea how to fly. I was actually just practicing for system opens there.
Mm.
I was flying plot armor. I have no idea how to fly dash. I still don't. So, anyways, Reykjavik Regionals coming up in a few weeks.
Yep.
It's 10th of March.
Still time to get tickets.
Yeah.
Come on over. We're going to have a barbie. We're going to have some beers.
Yeah.
And we're going to play some Max Wing. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Not too many people. It's not going to be crowded.
No.
But it's we are good people. We don't bite
a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, before we say goodbye, I am having a small surgery next week, so I'm gonna be on Vasil. It's gonna be a middle of the day Vasil time for me for a week or something.
That's what you're gonna be doing.
Oh yes, I'm gonna be on Vasil and watching streams and something.
Looking up fairly new regional streams and
So if you wanna play a game,
you're going to surgery. How can I get in on that? It sounds like a good time. In the middle of the week, in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I'm gonna be eating some drugs and be heavily sedated for a week. So if you want to win on Vasil.
Hit him up.
Hit me up. Yeah. I don't have a nickname or anything. I just go by my own name on Vasil Gisle. So, anyways, let's end this.
Yeah.
My name is Gisle.
And I am Aid.
And
Eyjafjallajökull.
And goodbye.
Bye.